Good evening, Abu Isai. Good evening, good evening. A boy asked me an interesting question. And the question is, why is it that we find that Birkas Elonos on the Fomosh Chodesh, good Chodesh to everybody, good Chodesh. We find that we make Birkas Elonos on the Chodesh Nissen. It's not intrinsically a halacha that is connected to Nissen. I mean, really, in other places in the world, you don't say Birkas Elonos on Chodesh Nissen. It's just when when actually it starts to blossom, that's when you make the bracha. It's not intrinsically Chodesh Nissen bracha. In some places in the world, you don't make it in Nissen at all. You make it when you were in Miami. When did you make it? You probably don't remember. Okay, so when you make it in other places in the world, in South Africa, and it was South Africa. Yeah, I'm sure you don't make it in Nissen. So the question is, but we do find that there's some connection. We do find there's some connection. I mean, whilst it's not everywhere like that, but certainly in Eretz Yisrael and in England as well, we make the bracha during Chodesh Nissen. And we do find that there must be some sort of connection in between the bracha, not an intrinsic connection, but is a connection. Why is it that we end up making the bracha now? Of course, it's because it's blossoming, but surely there's something a little bit deeper than that. Why do we end up making the bracha because it's anonymous in this time of year? So I'd like to suggest the following answer. I think the answer is that we have behind us the Bash Chodesh, and I think that the fact that Nissen is the beginning of the Yiddish year, Minat Torah, and most importantly, the concept of Ischatshus, of reawakening ourselves. It's the problem about us is, the problem is that we go through every year, we go through again the cycle of the year. And yes, it's cleaning for Pesach again, and it comes Seder again, and then comes, it's very predictable what's going to happen. You know what? After this comes Lag BaOmer. And you know what? After this comes Shavuos. And you know what? After this comes the 3 weeks. So, and after this is again El. So it's like some predictability, thank you very much. And a person gets in the slumber into that routine to a very large extent, which is not very good for a person's ruchnius. Ruchnius is opposite of that. If you get too used to what you're doing, it's the opposite. Of course, routine is important, but for ruchnius, a person has to waken himself up constantly, wake himself up again and be mischadish himself. The best time of the year to do that is Chodesh Nissen. Best time of the year is Nissen, where it's the Tchilas Hashanah, and it's the Ischatshus that we need to have more than any other time of the year. It's always great. But Chodesh Nissen is the Chodesh, the Parashat Chodesh, is that Loshon Chodosh, new, to reawaken ourselves for Emunah and Bitochen Ribon Shloim, and see ourselves again with a new fresh outlook. And that's why this is beautifully represented in the Siman of the blossoming of the trees. It's blossoming. It's a new start now. And like they have a new start, we need to have a new start as well. We need to be mischadish and avodas Hashem again. And that's why it ends up that we do the bracha. That's why the nature is reawakening ourselves. The nature's re-sprouting is a simon to us that we have to be feeling the same. And this is maybe why it ends up that we make the bracha in Nissen. Could that be? Yeah, could that be? Yeah, good. Habo, I say we have some other really important halachas tonight. The halachas of brachas, really important yesoides. We're up to Simon Reish Vav, having discussed all about the carrots and about the various brachas of Adamas and the soup. I looked into the soup shal, Rabbi Yisrael, a little bit. Can we just quickly finish off the soup? Remember the soup shal? So I looked into it a little bit. So basically speaking, you remember you had Ori yesterday. Okay, so the halacha is very correct. That generally speaking, you wake Adama if you're interested in eating. That's the Se'if. Yes, the Se'if. The Yesoid is, if you're eating the soup, not just as a soup, but you have an agenda over here. Can't wait for that potato over here. Can't wait for that carrot over here. Can't wait for that vegetable over here. That's like a big floating vegetable. If you're not just eating the soup over here, you've got an agenda over here. Do you know what I mean, Moshele? You want that thing over here. Then it's not only that potato is Adama, but the whole soup becomes Adama as well, as long as you're going to end up eating the potato. So the whole potato is really Bilchas Iker Toffel. That's really why it comes from. The whole soup is Toffel to that potato. The whole soup is bottled to that, is Toffel to that onion. And it becomes a Hadamah soup. So the liquid itself is going to be Hadamah. Yes, it will be Hadamah because really, it's a Toffel to the onion. It's a Toffel to the potato. And that's really yesterday's Eve. You're quite right. In your case, in your scenario, which was absolutely correct, if you make a vegetable soup, which is nothing, you can't see anything, it's liquidized, then everything becomes charcoal. It's a liquidized, it's liquid, it's charcoal, although it's made out of. But if you've got over here a whole or quite a large piece of vegetables, and it's part of the, it's like a chushva part of the soup, you're going to make Hadamah on it, and even the liquid itself is Hadamah on it. That means the halacha will be, I think that was your shayla yesterday, if you're going to end up eating the soup, let's say you've got an onion soup, and so you could actually make Hadamah on the liquid itself. Yes, you could. You could make Hadamah on the liquid itself, and l'chatchila, as the poets can say, take a bit of the onion and make Hadamah on both simultaneously. But really, 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 the soup itself is Hadamah as well. You certainly don't need to make a shakun and Hadamah in that particular case.
Even if you're not going to have any of the onions.
Correct. If you're not going to have any of the onions, then it's not Toffel to the onion, and therefore you may potentially end up making shakun on the soup. Yeah. No, it's a bit different. I'm just using it as a moshel, Iker Toffel. I'm comparing it to that, but it's not really Me'ilchas Iker Toffel. Croutons, so that it depends. If you have croutons with soup or soup with croutons. You know what I mean? So with my kids, they should all be gebenched. It's normally, I don't know why it looks like, I don't know, it's croutons and you'll find soup. If you are really by the particular chometz, you'll find soup. So then, I suppose the correct bach will be mezonis without a doubt. If you're eating it like one should do, like when nobody's looking, kind of thing. So when people are looking, I'm sorry. Then that, if you just have a bit, then you probably don't have to make mezonis on the croutons. It's mamash toffel, and you probably don't have to. Yeah. So if it's a regular toffel to the soup. It's a toffle soup, you don't make a bach on it. There will be a little bit more on that later, a little bit more on that. But yeah, okay, good. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, some of the Yisoides, Nilchas, Brachas, are covered in Simen Reish Vav. Dine Hefzik V'tos B'Virkas Aperis. What happens if you make a mistake? Yes, humans make mistakes, and what some of the common mistakes are discussed in Simen Reish Vav. Dine Hefzik V'tos B'Virkas Aperis, Sif Aleph. Be'ech Aperis Ha'ilan. If you made on the fruit that grow on a tree, you made a mistake, and instead of making the correct bracha, which is obviously on fruit, would be the correct bracha. Right. Instead of eight, you by mistake make bere pri adama. What's the halacha? But you have it. Yo yoitze yotza. But why is that? Ultimately, it all comes from it. Aval im beirach al pri adama. But if the other hand, you made on a vegetable by mistake, you say bere pri eight. What's the halacha? Lo yotza. Lo yotza. Why is that? That's right, because it's not. It would be untrue. Vegetables don't grow on trees. It's lo yotza. Hilkach. Therefore, if he's in doubt, he mo prio eitz. If you see a potato, you're just unsure anymore. Do they actually grow on trees or do they grow on the ground? You're looking at this apple. Where do apples actually grow? So if you're a mesupek, you're in doubt. Pepri imu prio eitz. If it's something that grows on the tree, oi prio adamo. It's something that grows on the ground. What would be the correct bracha? What would you suggest? What would you recommend? Yeah, that's right. You make Adama, mevarech bo pri Adama. Why is that? That's right. But you have for sure covered. Vala koil, and on everything, this is literally the wording of Mishnah in Brachas, vala koil on anything, im omar shakol, if you said shakol, yotzo yotze b'diavet. Ve'afilu even al pas on bread, ve'yared and wine. I mean, if you by mistake said on wine, shakol ni b'dvoroi, yes, yoitze, don't need to make any bach. If by mistake on your sandwich, you made charcoal, it happened once, remember such a shayla, somebody made charcoal on bread by mistake, but you have it, you don't make another brach, as Shulchan Aruch. You don't make, you made charcoal on the bread, yoitze, you made charcoal on wine, but you have it, yoitze, you don't make a new bracha, but you have it. See, if gotten alle first white line in the Mishneh Berurah Berach, the main part of the tree, whom in the is from the ground, V'loy shiker b'birkosoy. Very important words. You did not lie in your bracha when you said b'ir pri adama on that apple. When he said b'ir pri adama on that orange, you didn't lie. You didn't lie. Ultimately, it does grow from the ground. So therefore, you are yoytze b'diavet. V'afilu hezit bazeh, even if you maze it. That's interesting. I don't know why a person would do that. But if a person would... A person would say, "Maze it! Oh, I'm going to show. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to show you." And your mom is with a full purpose agenda. You're making adama on this orange. You want to like shtech the orange. I don't know exactly what the agenda is. With a full maze it, then but the event you're still yoitz. It doesn't make a difference. It was by mistake or on purpose. Interesting question that the Och Shulchan discusses, and it's mentioned over in the Oro too. What would be the halacha if you made, now by mistake, you made on this orange, you made hadoma? Okay, so the halacha is, can you have the orange?
Yeah.
Okay. What happens after the orange? You decide, actually, I'm going to go for an apple now. He said, okay, I'm going to have an apple now. Okay, it was on the table. So now you want to have an apple. Now do you need to make hoetz or not? Again, you by mistake said hadoma on an orange. You went through the orange. Now you decide you want to have an apple which was lying there anyway. You said apple which is on the table, I'm going to have that as well. Should you now lechatchila go through hoetz, or do you just keep going with the adoma that you said? Interesting shaila. You make hoetz, you made a renewed bracha. Hoetz. I didn't have it in mind, but aloch is you don't need to have it in mind. Generally speaking, when something is on the table, you don't need to have a specific. No bracha. No bracha. Says the Och HaShulchan that. It's a slightly different scenario. Please excuse me. Slightly different scenario. He's talking about all the fruits were brought. So it wasn't on the table. Additional fruit were brought. So if it was on the table, it's not the case that he talks about. If additional fruit were brought, Och Shulchan says, yes, you do make a bracha. Yeah. So the bracha, the peres that were on the table were covered. However, if new brachas were brought, you'll have to make weights. So again, if you made your adoma and there's fruit on the table, all the fruit on the table are yotze, you're covered.
You'd have to say it anyway, wouldn't you? If you said ha'etz, and then more different fruits came.
So then it would depend on your mind. You're right. It depends on your mind. Yeah. So here, he was saying that whatever happens, you'd have to make a new ha'etz because you didn't make ha'etz. Right. Okay. We are ready for, the Shaila, yeah, there is an interesting Shaila. The Mishnah Berurah mentioned over here, Vafilu Apas Vayain, Sivkot and Vav mentions the following, Vafilu Roit Salaima, Afim Dvorim Chashuvim, although bread and wine is Choshuv, nevertheless, if you made Shakol, Yoitze. Reb Shem Zalman discussed an interesting Shaila. What happens by Kiddush? Imagine the following case. Very interesting, Shaila. Okay, Friday night, Kiddush, Leil Shabbos. The Balabais makes Kiddush, and instead of saying to a brocha of Bere Pri HaGofen, that you expect him to say, by mistake, this Balabais said Shakol Nebidvoroi, on Friday night Kiddush. And now he's drinking a bit of the Kiddush wine. Was he Yoitza B'diavad, yes or no?
Yes.
Why is he Yoitza? That's right, because we just learned, B'diavad Yoitza. When he says Shakol, he eats on everything, even on bread and on wine. What about the other people around the table? You passing on the Kiddush? You pass on the Kiddush wine, right? Okay, so now, do they now say... Yes, yes, he is, because B'diavad is Yotze on the wine, so therefore, he's Yotze on Kiddush as well. So therefore, you're saying that should not make another bracha. Yeah. Right.
Presumably they didn't shout out at him to change the bracha.
They didn't. Rabbi Fangel, the following Shaila. We're just learning now that a person is a shakol, but the avid is yotze. On anything, even on bread and on wine. So I'm going to ask the following Shaila. What happens by Kiddush? He makes Kiddush, and by mistake he says shakol. So but the avid is yotze. What about the Shamas Subim? They never wanted him. Do they make a Boipri Agofer now on the wine? Generally, do Rabbi say, did you make a Boipri Agofer? Do the Subim? I'm looking at you for a reason. Do you make Agofen on the wine or you eat with your father's Agofen?
No.
You don't need to make a new Agofen, right? So what happens if he made Shakol, but you never asked him to make a Shakol? You never asked him to make a Shakol. He's not, maybe he wasn't your Shlech for Shakol. So maybe you need to make a Agofen. Yeah? To make a new Agofen. Agofen? It's... So there wasn't a good shlichus for that. It wasn't a good shlichus. They should make a go for themselves. The Reb Shlomo Zalman Paskins and Mincha Shlomo she'ein Hashem tzrichen lachzad v'och b'yekes b'yek b'yek agofen. They don't make.
The shlichus isn't bracha specific. It's yotzer or not
yotzer specific. Yeah. But the argument would have been that since they wanted it to be with a lechat chiladik bracha, so that wasn't... There was never shliach for that, so therefore they should make their own agofen. But halacha lemaisa, halacha is you don't need to make a new bracha. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that at the end of the day, since they were yoitzer, since b'diavad is yoitzer with it, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, since the father is b'diavad yoitzer with it, so therefore they can't have so the shlichus does work.
So if they wanted to make their own bracha, would that be a bracha?
I wonder. It could be. It's bracha netzicha. It's not bracha latola. Bracha netzicha potentially. I do not know. Maybe. Good. Okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch and Seif Beis. Hoya lefanav was before him. Priyo adama, vegetables. Vepriyo eitz. And there were in front of him also fruit. There was in front of him on a table, there was vegetables and fruit. Vebeicha priyo adama. And he made the bracha of boire priyo adama on the vegetables in front of him. Can you give an example? What would he eat? There was in front of him fruit and vegetables. There was... Banana and apple, good. And, banana and apple. So now he made Adama. V'nischav liftoi es priyo eitz. And with his Adama that he said now, he had in mind also to be yoitzer the apple that was in front of him. Would you say that is yoitzer or not? So it was Burpee Adama's in front of him and Burpee Eitz's in front of him. He made one bracha and he said, I have got with my Burpee Adama that I'm making now, I have in mind not only the vegetables but also the fruit. Based on the sieve that we just said now, that B'dievet Yoitzah, but it's not B'dievet now. This is not B'dievet. He's the Lechat Chila putting himself in that matzav. So the case is a beautiful child of that. So again, B'dievet we learned, if you made the bracha by mistake, you made the Burpee Adama on fruit, B'dievet we said, it's fine. Don't need to make new bracha. This is a slightly different case. This is a follow-on. We're saying that, you know what, there is fruit and vegetables in front of him. He's making Burpee Adama with in mind, not only the fruit, but also the vegetables. Is he yoitzer? Oh, no. No, maybe we say that the only reason why you're yoitzer on, with your Burpee Adama on fruit is only because it's b'dievet. But if you're lechatchel saying Burpee Adama on fruit, maybe that doesn't work. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Again, I'm reading the words. He says, Hoy lefonif was before him. Priya Adama, vegetables, ve-priya eitz, and fruit. Ve-beirich nimei de brachal priya Adama, on the vegetables. Ve-nischavein, leftois, then she wants to patter. As priya eitz, the fruit as well. Says the Mishnah, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yotza, he is Yotza. He's Yotza. He's Yotza. He's Yotza. No, you should not do it lechatchila.
Because I always thought you, the fruit bracha takes preference of the Adama bracha. So surely he should say the fruit bracha.
He should. Sure. You're right. Ideally, he should do so.
What was his intention at the beginning then? Why didn't he make the hoetz on the fruit and have in mind then the adama?
Well, look, this particular individual, he thought that he's better off being mamad b'brochas. And he thought that I'm better off just making one broch instead of two brochas. He was wrong. But b'dievet is yotze. Yes, David. Okay. The Mishnah says an interesting addition over here. It's got Yud. Yotza, I be Shai Tshuva. Shai Tshuva says, the Yesh Cholkin al Zeh, there are people who disagree with this. Psak of Shulchan Aruch. Vesvirin und Ehold, te afilu nischav and lifto es priyo eitz, amunach lefonov, lo Yotza. He says that there are Cholkin with that, and hold that is not Yotza. So there is Macholkis on that. There are Acholim who argue and disagree on the Shulchan Aruch, and hold you're not Yotza with Yavit. Lemaise Mishnebu, you see later on, he is Mekel. But there are Cholkin on this Psak. What would be the halacha if he made a shakol? So the case will be that there was a shakel in front of him and a vadoma in front of him. What would be a case? So what's a shakel? There was a chocolate in front of him and there was a vadoma. There was a, pardon?
Carrot.
Yeah, a carrot and a chocolate in front of him. And he said, okay, it's a bit similar to the earlier case, slightly different. He said, okay, I'm going to make shakel and with that I've covered not only the chocolate, but also the carrot. Chili, you meant to make adama on the carrot. But he said, no. I want to be mad the brachas. I'm only going to make shakel and with that I've covered everything. B'diavad, we know. B'diavad, if you just made. But he once said, he said, I'm making shakel and with that chocolate I'm covering the chocolate and the carrot. Assuming he's actually going to have the carrot after the chocolate days. Yeah. So what's the halacha then? Ilatu. Oh. So although he's not b'diavet, says the Mishnah, you're right. Sivkotten test, I'm going a little bit earlier. Bottom of the page. B'yadomu b'yad. Uve krein and similarly. Imay lefonov. Dovah shebikosol shakol. There was something in front of which was also shakol. Ve dovah shebikosol. And there was something in front of which was the brach was. Great brach was b'yadomu. Ve nischavein. And his intention was. Shebeshakol liftoi kamin asheni. His intention was. With the shakol to exempt both items. Yotze b'diavet. B'diavet he is yotze. So that's the concept applies even with regards to shakol. Shulchanoch Seif Gimel. Shulchanoch Seif Gimel. Yikol Eilu brachas, all those brachas, tzorich, we need to. Shelo yafsik ben bracha la'achila. A very important concept. This is what Mr. Vigoda mentioned a while ago, and I've mistakenly said something which is untrue. I'm going to sort it out now. Mr. Vigoda referred to this a while ago. With all brachas, tzorich shelo yafsik ben bracha la'achila, there is a hefsik. You must ensure there's no interruption between the bracha and the eating. The Rama adds, "Yoisa mikdei dibur longer than a kidei dibur." So there's a halacha: never interrupt between bracha and eating. Very important additions in the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sivkot Yudalef ben bracha lachila between making the bracha and eating. V'adin and similarly birkas hamitzvos birkas hamitzvos. There is a separate concept of avilas yason. But the concept here applies too. Ben bracha l'mitzvah, don't always, when you make a bracha, make sure you eat straight away after that. You have to always make a bracha, subsequently eat straight away. Don't delay matters. Which is similar to the concept of avilas yason in regards to birkas hamitzvahs. M'yoyse mekdei dibur. How much would you say is kdei dibur? How long is it kdei dibur? You have to make sure that you eat within kdei dibur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Hainu k'deish what 2.5 seconds." Says the Mishnah Berurah, "K'dei she'ilas talmid l'rav." It's as long as it would take a talmid to say to his teacher, "Shalom alecha Rebbe." Shalom alecha Rebbe. Taz has a major disagreement, and he said, "No, it's not Shalom alecha Rebbe. It's actually Shalom alecha Rebbe ve'moiri." How much is that? Shalom alecha Rebbe. How long is Shalom alecha Rebbe? Chaim Shvalevi is timing. Good. 2 seconds. Have a Shalom Aleichem Moiri Verebi. But 1 second. This is like a Talmud would say to his Rebbe. A Talmud would say to his Rebbe. You say a bit slow. Very good. I think that's the point. I think Mr. Bilal is right. That if the halacha is intrinsically that it's the way you're saying it, to a Talmud to his teacher would say it, you generally speak a little bit slower. A little bit slower. So an inch slower. So how long is it? 2 seconds. Shalom Aleichem Rebbe is? And Shalom Aleichem Moiri Rebbe? Okay, Lemaise the poskim. I heard once the poskim assume exactly what Moshe is. 2.5 seconds. Generally, the poskim say 2.5 seconds. As to whether that's, I don't know if this Rebbe, we're talking about split seconds. We're literally split seconds. Generally, so you have to eat within 2.5 seconds after completing your bracha. It's very interesting. I saw once the Amshin of Rebbe. Have you ever heard the Amshin of Rebbe? Amshin was a tzaddik, mamash a tzaddik. Teaching literally, which Amshin of Rebbe takes a few minutes. I mean, it takes a few minutes to say Asher Yotza. It takes minutes to say any bracha. Takes mamash minutes, mamash minutes. To say his Shmoneh Esrei takes, if I'm not mistaken, I mean, I it takes over an hour. It's regular Shmoneh Esrei on a day to day. Not Neila. You're talking about day to day. Mamash, and I've seen him. It's unbelievable, mamash. But interesting, when he seems to sing Shakol, takes minutes to say Shakol. Literally minutes. Say Shakol. But after completing the bracha, within a second, he's starting to eat. So because that's the halacha, you know, it doesn't say you have to rush the bracha, but you have to, after completing the bracha, you have to, Very good. We'll get to that. You're right. We'll get to that in a minute.
Seconds. Is it including swallowing?
No.
Just chewing.
Yep. 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 Now, so we're learning now that if it's more than those 2.5 seconds, you've got a hefsek. It's considered an interruption. But that's what Mishnah Berurah says. V'yoyisem achi, more than that, choshev is considered a hefsek. Says the Mishnah Berurah now, umayre b'shtika, we are referring to if you have been silent. If you are silent, then 2.5 seconds considered a shtika. Avol dibu, but if you talk between your brocha and you're eating, avol bedibu, when you speak, afilu milo achas, even one word, have a hefsek is a hefsek. Call as long, shulashlo letzarech habocha, when it's not needed for the bocha. So we're learning. Hefsek. Let us define a hefsek, interruption between brocha and eating. If you are just quiet, after 2.5 seconds, you have made a hefsek, an interruption, but that's not good. Now, if you talk, then it's even worse. If you talked between the brocha and the eating, you said even one word, milo achas, you said one word, then that's considered a hefsek. Unless it's a tzorich achila, you made the brocha and you need to say that particular statement for the food purpose, because you need to access the food, then it's b'diavad okay. But if it's not needed for the eating, one word is... I'll tell you what, it's very relevant, Rabbi Sai. A person makes hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz and is about to eat the hamotzi, and in the meantime somebody says, can I just go through, please? Can I go through? Or can I please have an... And he says, Yeah, that would be considered milo achas, which is a hefsek. It's a hefsek. So because that's you're literally talking, making a sound, talking, interrupting between the brocha and the eating. Yes.
I was just going to say, on Leil Shabbos, when you're making hamotzi, whoever gets the bread into their mouth, and then I wouldn't do
enough. Yeah, you're right, but it's everything you're doing is letzorich achila, so that's all fine.
So you're saying only when...
Yes, it's no different than the tzorech achila of the talking. It's not considered a hefsek. If it's tzorech achila, it's not considered a hefsek.
So lifting something to your mouth, surely is tzorech achila.
Yeah, you're right. So you're saying that if somebody takes longer, you're saying that, what were you saying? That always it's going to be the tzorech achila?
So when does the 2.5 seconds start from when you're not doing anything other than waiting?
Correct. That's the shtika concept, yeah. Yeah. Yes? I don't have. What happened? Oh, we'll get to that in Mishnah Berurah later on. We'll get to that. Yeah, I think that he probably will be the same. I don't think that needs to be a full word. I think that, I think so, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if we find in Parshat Tzavim, even the word ha, hey, with the pasach is a word. It's just saying ha is actually a full word. Yeah, so.
Even if he coughs or sneezes?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that would be considered hefsek. I don't think so. Yeah. Okay, so there's more on this Mishnah Berurah over here, especially when it comes to hot and cold food. But we'll cover that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. There's more also about if what happens, we'll discuss. I also want to discuss about. What happens if somebody realized he didn't have a couple and he made the brachas? All this will be discussed in the Shem next year, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, we covered tonight with Besiat Lishmai. We learned about Bediyavet. If a person made Bar Priya Eitz on a vegetable, Bediyavet is not Yotze. But if a person said Bar Priya Adoma on a fruit, Bediyavet is Yotze. Bediyavet, if you said charcoal on anything, Bediyavet is Yotze. We learned that if you've got fruits and vegetables in front of you, and you said Adoma with the intention of being yotze everything, but it's okay. You're not like Lechatchila meant to do that. Mishnah Berurah adds, if you're making Shakol with everything on the table and you want to cover everything intentionally which is on the table, but yeah, but that's, you're fine as well. And then we said that generally, you don't be mafsik, don't make an interruption. And anything that is longer than Toich Kedei She'ilas Talmid L'Rav, which is Shomer Lech Rebbe, which is defined at 2.5 seconds, Buddha is considered a hefsek. That's with regards to shtika. If you're talking, then even one word is considered a hefsek.